the collision of things. Deep-set crimson blood spills atop the sky-blue skin of what other than sky itself, laid low upon and covering a number earth. Silver horns and emerald moss accrete, slow and steady like the lichen, pale, that also grows in flakes, as does the brilliant snow. Disembodied roars of motorcycles and tiny songs of tinier tropical frogs become swap meet fair for ventriloquists of the era embarrassed by hoary chords and the non-stop plethora of fate spillover streams, bottlenecked, finding in the glare of glass shards slivers of solar memories. Ages ago, we are now informed, the world became top-heavy, and what was over became the end with which to recommence, thereby giving us this day and this night. Elements once abuzz with essence became non-essential composites, and composites, like the delicta flagrantia and concretes of yore, became pure and unknowable, with not a trace of flame, orgasm, sand, murder, or cementitious powder. Today there is human cum on the street signs that read Park, Red River, and 30 mph. Fire in the liquid we imbibe, and molecules of once tall buildings in the air we breathe. In the collision of things, a hovering needle and a planetary magnet cannot sew together the swatch of Voyager with a patch of destination. In the collision of things, what looks like love, or a zone of deceleration, may be the trick of orb and orbit, two parts of a simple machine, the perigee of which has the function of accelerating your routine, hurling you out into space, face first, until the next collision of things. That was the collision of things.